You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Welcome to People Helping People on Daisy 1170 AM. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Good afternoon. Frank, I always have a hard time with that.
What?
I always want to say good morning.
Yeah, well, you always have this habit of talking right as the music's starting and I'm supposed to go on the air.
I'm sorry, this is a classic.
You hand me a piece of chewed gum as if I'm supposed to, I'm your father and I'm supposed to, when they're in church or something.
I thought you had a piece of paper or something to throw it in.
Little paper around. Will you put it in my shirt?
Usually do.
All right. Anyway, Franco, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Good to be back in the studio with you guys for another go-round. If you're new to the show, if something you've never tuned into before, People Helping People is a community-based program. It's an opportunity for us to talk to all the great nonprofits and volunteers and donors and so on and so forth within the Bay Area that are doing wonderful things that might not get the platform to talk about their cause. Mm-hmm. Because of simply the fact that there's just not enough money to go and promote these things. And there are so many important events going on and important things happening in our community that need to be heard and need the opportunity to get the word out. So that's what this show is.
Always.
In addition to that, it's an opportunity for people listening to the show to get involved as well. Whether you hear something that strikes a chord and you want to talk about it, or if you just want to simply get involved with some of these nonprofits that we bring into the show and become a volunteer or a donor or so on and so forth, then this is that opportunity to do so.
Right.
And today's show, we originally had one thing lined up, which has since been postponed.
Yeah.
So we were scrambling a bit this morning, and then usually when we scramble, it doesn't work out as cleanly and as perfectly as today's did. So we called our friends at the ICC who are doing this great event on the 26th of June called the Save-A-Thon. We asked, do you want to come on the show today and talk about your event? And after a few phone calls, next thing I know, I get a call back from Raj and he says, I have a guy who I think you know already who's available to come and talk to you guys.
Yeah, we know him.
So I said, who's that? And he said, Merle. And he's like, I'm going to put you. I was like, you know what? You don't have to say any more. Even if we didn't even say one word to each other prior to this interview, we would have been fine because we've had such an ongoing relationship with Merle.
Yes.
So welcome to the studio, Merle.
It's my pleasure. Greg, Larry,
good
and all of
you. Good to see you again.
Yeah, very, very happy to be back here. This is like my back home.
It is.
Seriously. I was going to say, pretty soon there's going to be a chair in the corner with your name on it.
I think so.
Especially when our show is going on, because we've had the joy, the luxury of having you here for many Sankar Eye Foundation events and causes. But you're involved with so many things.
Yes, yes. Because we need to be part of the community, Greg. This is Save-A-Thon, I call it as a community event. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we need to give back to this country, this community. I cannot be just saying, donate to Sankara Eye Foundation, let me do eye surgeries. Mm-hmm. So you have to be part of the community. The community is giving to you. You need to be part of the community. Mm-hmm. So we are, this Save-A-Thon is such a beautiful concept. I love it. Started by India Community Center. Mm-hmm. But we were right from the beginning, we were one of their anchor charities.
Right.
We had our own walkathon. We used to get 1,000 people.
Right.
And two of the co-chairs, Jagdish and Raju Reddy, motivated us to merge iWalk into Save-A-Thon. So this way, what happens, the beauty is, imagine every charity doing their walkathon on their own.
Yeah.
So much work.
Oh,
registration,
yeah.
Managing
ton of
the
work,
event.
Yeah.
No, the booths, the track, managing the track, so much work. Here, 100 plus nonprofits are coming together.
Is that how many?
100. 100 wow. plus nonprofits. Wow. And the work is done by ICC, Sankara, Isha Vidya, few of us charities. We take care of all the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
So the new and small charities, they just come here. They recruit runners and walkers and people doing yoga and dance. They raise money for their cause. It's so easy.
Yeah.
So we motivate all the charities to come and join us, recruit walkers and runners. We are giving you a grand platform mm-hmm. to raise awareness for your cause.
Right.
And collectively, this becomes a huge community event on the streets of San Jose, where not only Indian, we have Aga Khan Foundation,
right.
American Cancer Society, American Diabetic Association. So that is also, I'm interested because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of a really a variety of group, diverse population.
Yeah, a potpourri.
Potpourri, yeah. Yeah.
I don't ask me where I came up from.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea, that thought. It should be that way.
I agree. Yeah. I didn't know there were that many nonprofits involved.
Yeah, 100 plus, yeah.
And it's there's a 5K and a 10K, I believe.
No, there is 5K, there is 10K, there is a half a marathon.
Which I could never do, by the way.
One of my, I talked to one of our volunteers. Oh, he said, this trail, half a marathon, should be very good. Let me join. So we're going to be walking on the streets of San Jose.
Right.
Plus the award-winning Guadalupe Trails.
Oh, the Guadalupe Trails. And some beautiful.
Some of the San Jose streets will be closed. San Jose City is really helping us in a big way. And huge mela. It's going to be an International Yoga Day.
Wow.
Cultural extravaganza. And free food. What more you want?
You really don't need to say anything else. Now, now Larry's going.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just got him in. Simply.
Not real. Not just because.
Well, I'm just joking, Larry. He takes it very personal. But look, I what I love about this, first of all, if you're into running or walking, people can walk too, right?
Yes.
Because I know I would walk.
Walk.
If you're into running, walking, you want to be a part of this, that's a great reason. Just to go down and hang out and be a part of the big mela.
Yes.
And get some food and learn about these great nonprofits. It's worth it. Like, I have a hard time driving a half marathon distance, much less walking or running. But a lot of people I know are going to be heading out for this. Is on Sunday the 26th, which is a week from this coming Sunday.
Yes.
And just so you I saw Franco put it up on the screen there. Arena Green East, which is 349 West St. John Street in San Jose. Details at savathon.org. SEVATHON.org. He's good. I know. He's got it all ready to go. So great cause. And I went to the website earlier just to find out. And basically, the Savathon is a platform, right? It's basically an
It's a platform.
Right. For all of these other smaller nonprofits to come together.
Yes.
And are they based at, if you don't know this, I'm sorry, but they're based over at the ICC, the Indian Community Center?
No. Basically, ICC is kind of the offices and all provided by ICC.
Mm.
ICC is playing a major role.
Okay.
And ICC is assisted by big charities like Sankara Eye Foundation, Isha Vidya, and many, many charities we are part of. For example, our volunteers are helping with the tracks. And some of us are kind of what is called as a partner enablement.
Mm.
Let's say new charity comes and joins us. We teach them the ropes of the trade.
Okay.
How do you sign up? How do you raise funds? Basically, we teach many of them how to raise funds, how to market.
That's why they bring you in.
No.
No, you're a great motivator.
Yeah. I mean,
we are surely passing on our marketing experience to them. Like every charity in America, what we learned, even though you do good work, you need to market it.
Yeah,
Marketing is so important, and you have to spend money to make more money. So we are doing a lot of marketing.
So you're working alongside of them. You're like mentoring them.
We are. I'm not the only mentor. There are many other nonprofits which I've experienced. We are acting like mentors. We want to give back to Noon because everybody's doing selfless work.
Yeah,
people are doing selfless work. Mm-hmm. Why? What is wrong in sharing with everybody?
Absolutely.
Larry.
Yeah, sure.
And at the end of the life, what are you going to take with you?
Yeah, that's the truth. What are you saving it all for?
Might as well give it to the world.
That's right. You can't take it with you.
That's true. Sure.
Yeah. People will save and save, away, right? If you're wearing a ring, they're going to take it away.
Yeah,
think
of
they
course.
Will let you take it with you?
Well, hide it, Larry. Hide it.
I'm wearing a ring.
But the truth is, what I think is something we should mention for simply for people who might not know as much as we know. Merle, we go way back. You've been doing such good things with the SEF, Sankara Eye Foundation, and raising tons of money. But you know what? How difficult, I should say, it is to run a nonprofit
and
to
run
or even any kind of organization that is charitable organization. In some cases, it's not all nonprofits simply because it's too big and there's too many mouths to feed.
Exactly.
But it's one of the most difficult things to do, and it really requires a lot of selflessness.
Helplessness.
Correct.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit what some of the challenges that these nonprofits face?
Basically, many of them don't have the money to spend to market, and they don't have experience. They don't have the experience. They are shy. We are also like that. Very shy in asking people about money. Then we slowly realized, I'm not asking for myself. Recruit runners. Let people think you're a spammer. You're not doing it for yourselves. You're doing for the people waiting for your help. For example, there's a charity called Akshay Patra.
Yeah.
They feed millions of children back home.
Wow.
One of the charities I really adore. Amazing. So they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
So people, nonprofits come, they don't realize that they need to go shameless, almost shamelessly ask for people. Ask, first of all, go aggressively. No, don't accept limitations. What we have seen in Sankara, this is one of the key things I learned to Larry and Greg. Initially, when you set up a big vision, people are afraid because they think they're going to do it by themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's a common
thing.
It's
not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You take up a big initiative. If you're doing it sincerely without any agenda, help is going to come from everywhere. You will only become one of the players. So that is what we are teaching people. Don't take the whole responsibility on yourself.
Yeah.
Take a big vision. You take the first step. You do some good work. More and more people will join. Right now, Sankara Eye Foundation, we have 1,000 volunteers and 60,000 donors.
Wow.
Initially, when we started, we are only hardly four people.
Yeah.
We took a big vision.
Though.
A big vision.
It is.
Unbelievable.
So we learned from so many people.
Sure.
We learned from Asha for education. So we are now giving back to the community. We are also benefiting.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Sankara, to reach a goal of 100 people, other people also registered runners for us.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, I was just looking at the website here and what the nonprofits involved in Save-A-Thon get, right? So if I could say real quick, each nonprofit gets 100% of all pledges and donations raised, 80% of all sponsorship funds raised, 50% of runner registration fees, 10% of Save-A-Thon sponsorship funds, booth on the day of the event, and a lot of visibility, as we know.
Yes.
And it's an easy thing to do. You enroll in three steps right on the Save-A-Thon.org website.
Yes. Yes.
But some of the nonprofits involved here, just to give you an idea, are Action for India, Access Braille, Aim for Seva. American Diabetes Association, American Red Cross.
Maitri is another organization.
Yeah, we've had them on here a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're based in Bay Area, helping women who are being abused. So they're actually giving back to people here.
That's good to see.
Yeah, some of these. I mean, Breathe California is on here. Cancer Institute Foundation, CHAC. For people that are obviously in the nonprofit community, these are the who's who of Bay Area nonprofits.
Yes,
there are many that are very, very small and new.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity for them to get on the same platform and the same level as some of the bigger, like the American Cancer Foundation.
Exactly.
So
you learn from each other. See the platform.
Yeah.
Bringing all these experts, bringing newbies, and everybody's learning from everybody, picking up. And then collectively, eventually, the community gains. Community wins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a beautiful concept. So I'm basically asking people not to miss this opportunity. You don't have to run for Sankara Eye Foundation or any particular charity. You can choose your charity. You like India Literacy Project, you select them. You want Preeti Rang Sanctuary, which is taking care of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, trying to lovingly take care of animals like cows and all that.
Yes.
So you can work for that. You can work for San Jose Youth Symphony.
Which is a great cause.
NPOs.
Yes.
So Maitri, Isha Vidya, Yoga Bharati, which teaches yoga, Natak. There's a very popular team called Natak, which organizes dramas.
No kidding.
In Hindi.
So this is yoga or you're saying dramas, so is it...
Natak is another charity.
Oh, okay, separate.
Yoga is separate. There are several cancer institutes, Sri Shankara Cancer Institute, Cancer Institute Foundation of India, American Cancer Foundation, American Diabetes Foundation.
Wow.
American Red Cross is involved.
So essentially, we could just line up every one of these nonprofits and have them one day just come through the studio and talk a little bit about
that. That is what I wanted. That's what I want.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
You want to help us? Since you are almost like an honorary third member of the show.
Yeah, I'm part of K-Loki, yeah.
You are. And especially with Larry and I and Franco, you're a part of the show. So if you wanted to, you could reach out to some of them and say, let me bring you in to talk about your...
In the next 2 weeks, if you can give at least five minutes to each of the charities, that will help the whole Save-a-thon as a whole.
We may have to get creative because the next couple of weeks we're going to be out and about.
In the same, yeah.
So we may have to get creative, but I think I have an idea we'll talk about after the show, which could work because essentially you could pretend you're one of the hosts of People Helping People for a day. You know, I wouldn't mind. You could even say you're me if you want.
There are also exciting raffles here. And this Eco scooters, have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
So
they're very cool.
The half a marathon winner women will get one. Half a marathon winner men will get one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a general raffle for one of them.
So anybody who enters the raffle can win one of those.
Win one of those. Okay. And on Facebook, we have we are promoting Apple Watch raffle. There's a post under the Save-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a event called Save-a-thon.
Yeah.
We have a post which you have to like it and share it.
Okay.
And you're eligible for an Apple Watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of different things you can win just for getting involved.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's how you know when you're giving away an Apple Watch. Probably the only watch other than maybe like a Rolex or something that would be worthy of having its own entry. Seriously. But that's unbelievable. So there's ways to get involved, whether you just want to run or whether you want to donate money. I always say that too. If you don't have time to go to the event, that doesn't mean you can't get involved.
On the same platform, you can donate to various charities.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you see Isha Vidya, they've already raised $10,000.
Mm. Can you see?
Yeah.
You could see yourself?
You can go to www.savathon.org. Under that, if you go down, you will see a dashboard.
And you can see what they've raised?
You can see all of them. Yeah, all of these. Which charity? For example, Shankara Eye Foundation, 240 people registered for us.
You guys are at the top of that list. A big surprise.
But I want competition. I want competition from other people. And basically, see, we have a big goal. Save-a-thon is also scaling new heights. This is the first time we are going to be on the streets of San Jose. San Jose City is helping us. Before, we used to be limited by the Bayland Park capacity, 3,500. There's no limit now.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it open, 10,000, whatever we want to.
Sure, why not?
10,000 registrations.
Let's plug up the streets.
Yeah. How did you end up getting involved with Save-a-thon? Was it because I know obviously you're involved in a lot of different things, but what brought you to them to get involved in this bigger platform?
Because it's a community event, we were part of it, doing it together. Then when B.B. Jagdish and Raju Reddy convinced me to merge our walkathon with this, I realized our work is also now very become light.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing the whole event.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are helping in the tracks. Some of us are helping in partnering. Well, about five of us from Shankara are helping. Our ROI is much bigger.
Right.
Before, we used to put 50 volunteers and make $7,000. Now we put 4 or 5 volunteers, make more than that. And also benefiting the community.
Mm-hmm.
People are coming to know more about Shankara Eye Foundation. We are helping other people who are into selfless work. So basically the goodness is increasing.
Yeah.
The giving back, goodness, selflessness. So that is a big thing I want to grow.
You could almost say it's something like networking.
Networking.
Non-profit networking.
Yeah. Non-profit networking.
Yeah.
Especially the new charities, anybody there. It's like Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Ty, if you see Ty, they big guys helping the smaller guys.
Tycon. Yeah.
Similarly, this is new nonprofits, young nonprofits can come and join us. We have 16 years of experience. Not only we, Asha for Education, Isha Vidya, ILP, India Literacy, we all have more experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we are willing to train other nonprofits
for the
benefit of the whole
community.
That's
almost more important than anything else because a few years back I bought one of those books. Have you seen those Whatever for Dummies, like Lawyers for Dummies or like Nonprofit for Dummies? Just to learn the basics. And you would think it would be much easier than it is. It's a lot of work, involved just in becoming a legitimate nonprofit, right?
Yes.
And then after that, that's just the beginning to raise money and being what would they say, transparent with your money,
yes,
and becoming a trustworthy organization.
Yes.
Because, and we live in a time when there's so many,
yes,
people
scrutinized from
asking,
everywhere,
right?
Yeah.
Everybody's,
yeah,
asking for more money. So people are very skeptical when they go to hand their money. They want to make sure it's getting to the right people.
Yes.
It's getting to the cause.
Yes.
So it's not something where you could just create a nonprofit tonight and by tomorrow be up and running. It's
correct,
a
correct.
Lot of work involved.
Yes,
so
yes.
having that training from people who've walked down that,
yes,
path,
yes,
that's very, very,
yes,
vital.
Yes. Being honest right from the beginning, be upfront. No,
yeah.
Be honest. Honesty is very important. Transparency is important. And set a big goal. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You're not the only one. You take up some initiative. When you're part of the Save-a-thon, don't just be there, be a passive player. We take full use of this golden platform.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get a platform like this where they're giving the fundraising platform, registration platform, track is taken care of by somebody. Somebody is taking care of the food. Somebody is setting up the booths.
Right.
Somebody's, so you're only coming and asking your people to join and run for your cause and raising money.
Yeah.
Can you get a platform better than this?
No, none
no.
better.
I had a question, and it's often occurred to me when you hear about nonprofits, typically they'll say so much goes to this and so much to that.
Yes.
And not all nonprofits are alike, of course. So if you have a nonprofit, say, that mm-hmm. comes in and they actually, not as much money goes to, you know, the cause as what we would like to think.
Okay.
Are there certain guidelines that would predetermine a nonprofit to make sure that they're doing what we think they ought to be doing with that money?
Very, very good question. Many of the nonprofits who are part of this, they actually don't spend any money at all.
Okay.
For example, Asha for Education, they take pride in zero overhead.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
Zero.
Literally
Stanford,
every penny.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they, 100%.
Yeah, students and others, they just log for it. I know another charity, Isha, they don't spend money like Shankara.
Mm-hmm.
We are one of the big spenders. But even we are a 4-star rated charity by Charity Navigator.
Yeah,
okay.
For keeping our overheads from 10 to 15% and governance, transparency. So we are, that's a guideline in this country.
I was just going to say, so you do have,
yeah,
certain guidelines to,
yes,
to determine,
yes,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then,
and you also have like a watchdog. I mean, that,
yes,
that makes sure that you adhere to those certain,
yes,
things.
And they had to be a 501c3 certified NPO.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Otherwise, they are not eligible to join us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, and that's on the website as,
yes,
well.
Yes.
So
yes,
if you're a,
yeah,
nonprofit and you want to get involved in this maybe for next year.
Correct.
There are guidelines, I guess, and requirements in order to do it.
Yes.
But it's basically just to make sure that you're a legitimate,
yes, yes,
nonprofit,
yes, yes,
and that you're not doing any shady business.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Because that's the worst kind of people. Although some of these, and most of the people, everybody involved in Save-A-Thon, because,
right,
we know they're authentic,
right,
but a lot of the nonprofits that do this great work, unfortunately, sometimes will get a bad rep because of the fact that other nonprofits come along and don't do the right thing. And to me, as much as the people we're talking about are the best kind of people, those are the worst kind of people, the ones that are not doing the right thing, because there's so many people like myself in my daily grind and haste. Sometimes I just want to be able to give money and know it's getting to the right people. I want to do support a great cause, but I don't want to have to go back and see, well, this company I gave my money to only takes 25% of the money I'm giving to the actual people who need it. There, and I'm not going to name names. There is a big one. We brought it up on the show once,
yeah,
before.
Yeah,
a major organization.
I know.
That takes a fraction of the money and,
correct,
gives it to the actual victims. And their reasoning is because they do so much marketing and advertising on big stages like the NFL,
okay,
and beyond, that it costs so much money that, you know, 15 or 20% of that big number is still a significant amount. But it's scary when you think of how many people's pockets are being padded in some of these nonprofits. They're not even nonprofits, I should say, organizations.
Okay.
So that's why we like to support the little guys.
No, we know, because we know most of these nonprofits. It's kind of a good personal network relationship.
Right.
So we trust them. But I think your advice is pretty good. When a new nonprofit comes, we need to do a lot of due diligence, make sure they are a good,
right,
nonprofit. Their overheads are within control.
Right.
For example, at Shankara, our board has given me a directive. Murali, when you spend a dollar, make sure you make at least $7. Otherwise, don't spend it.
That's so nice.
That's good.
Yeah, really. That's my
reference. Wish I could live my life that way. Spend a dollar and save seven. If I did that, I'd probably have money in the
bank.
Good
economics.
Wow, you're a very brilliant man. What were you going to say, Larry, before I...
I forgot you already cut my...
I didn't cut you off that time. I waited for you.
He does this to me a lot.
So compared to many other races in the Bay Area, the cost is, the price is still cheap.
Mm.
$35 for 5K, 10K.
To register, right?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. And then, which is very cheap.
Very cheap. Out of that, your nonprofit gets half of it. $1,700.
So you choose the nonprofit you're running for.
Yes,
so if I decide to run, I would say I want to run for SEF.
Yeah.
I could go in there and every bit of
that. Then out of your $35, we get $17.50.
Okay.
$17.50 goes to ICC.
Okay.
Because they bear all the expenses.
Yes.
They take care of all. They don't make money out of this.
No, I know.
This is for them to promote ICC and also general goodness, bringing charities together, help the community.
All good people over there, by the way.
Yeah.
But I know they're very thankful to have you. You know why? Because when I called them this morning and said, "Hey, would love to have you on the," oh well, let me see if we can call some, because they weren't comfortable filling the time, and they were like, 15 minutes is a long time. I got to get a bunch of people to fill it in."
God.
And then they said your name, Merle, and I said, "Okay, well, he can fill, no problem."
We've done hours.
Filling hours. We've done hours and hours on one topic. So I knew that we weren't going to have a problem filling the time.
No.
I don't know about you, Larry, but I think it's more, it's become traditional now when Merle comes in the studio. And I know he's prepared. Look, he goes, the minute I even look at you and say it, he starts pulling out his phone. Because if you guys know, in the studio, Merle likes to sing. And he's, not only is he very good singer, I do think it's inspiring, and you always seem to choose music that is very inspirational.
This time I'll sing a different one.
You're
more
going
fun,
different, okay?
More romantic one.
Romantic, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well,
so you're a romantic. So,
I am. My name is Krishna. Lord Krishna was supposed to be Playboy.
Really?
I'm just joking.
So you're a player. Okay. They have a word for
that. Learn something new about you all the time.
My wife will kill me.
Yeah.
Remember, I'll tell you this. I'm going to share a secret with you.
Okay.
After 6 months of marriage, I asked my wife, Kala, I go to various places. By mistake, let's say by mistake, I make a mistake. What will you do? She said, I'll kill you. So I don't take it.
So in other words, you haven't made a mistake in many years of marriage.
Yeah.
You want to do the song now? Or let me give you the
phone. Oh, no, whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
I wanted to say, because we have a moment, we'll go back to everything else. Congratulations to you.
Yes.
You're a new grandfather.
Only about 10, today is the 10th day. We had a celebration at home.
What was the date of birth?
June 4th.
Boy, girl.
Boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Vikram. The name is Vikram.
Vikram. Okay. Yeah, so, and it's only a few days old now.
Yeah. It's a beautiful feeling.
I knew there was a glow in your eye today. And Sai said something when you walked in.
I want to be honest. This pleasure is more than my work with Shankara. Holding the grand baby.
Oh, I can imagine.
Sure, I can see that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're on cloud nine.
Yeah.
You could see that you were floating around in here today.
A lot of people at home competing, vying with me to hold the baby.
Is that right?
I'm not getting my opportunity.
Well, you need to throw them out of your house. That's what you do. You say, you got to leave. It's my turn. I'm the grandfather. So congrats. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, amazing.
As if you could be happier. Yeah, generally. I don't see how it's possible. But
that's why I cut my hair, I colored my hair, because I want my grandchild not to think that I'm a very old guy.
Oh, you're not old. When you came in and said you were a grandfather, I didn't believe you. I thought you were too young to be a grandfather. Although, nowadays, you never know, because you look young.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I still don't believe you're old enough to be a grandfather. But that's amazing news. So, congrats.
Very
so,
happy.
This song could be partly inspirational to the listeners, but also it's a little dedication.
His lover
to
is basically calling his lover to come.
All right. So, then maybe this isn't a good dedication to Vikram.
Because I've sung the other song so many times. I thought I'd sing this.
Yeah, let's sing it. The one you sang prior to this, you did it, I think, twice.
Kisi ki muskurahat. Basically, you see happiness in other people's smile. I've done it so many times.
So we're ready for something new.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. There's also a similar kind of beat. Yeah.
Okay, so this is...
No, I'm sorry.
Different song?
The wrong one.
So we're going up tempo today. You're going to listen to a little interlude on the People Helping People program here. Merle singing a special song.
You'll enjoy this.
I always do.
This is my first song I sang on stage.
Okay.
In my uni dorm days.
Really?
Without listening to the original, my friend taught me and I sang this.
Okay. All right.
It's like a Western tune. English tune, I mean.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. पुकारता चला हूँ मैं गली गली बहार की बस एक छांव जुल्फ की बस एक निगाह प्यार की पुकारता चला हूँ मैं गली गली बहार की बस एक छांव जुल्फ की बस एक निगाह प्यार की पुकारता चला हूँ मैं.
Lovers calling for us love.
I like that you translate mid song too for me.
Yeah. Let's sing one stanza. One verse.
Okay. Go for it.
ये दिल लगी ये शोखियां सलाम की यही तो बात हो रही है काम की कोई तो मुड़ के देख लेगा इस तरह कोई नजर तो होगी मेरे नाम की पुकारता चला हूँ मैं गली गली बहार की बस एक छांव जुल्फ की बस एक निगाह प्यार की पुकारता चला हूँ मैं.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. I love that song, yeah. By
nice,
the way.
Nice.
That's
nice.
A beautiful. What is the name of it again?
Pukarta Chalahu Mein.
It's a gorgeous song.
Nice.
Is beautiful. It old? Is it
old
an old
song? Yeah.
Is it just that you have these songs on your phone, like all the yeah, karaoke versions?
Yeah, karaoke versions. I have 1,000 songs.
Oh, okay.
So I'm learning new old songs constantly.
You seem to pull them out of everywhere. Like, out of nowhere, he's got this library of music he could sing.
Actually, I wanted to become a singer at one point. Then my father also was ready to take me to a music director.
Mm-hmm.
At the last minute, I developed cold feet.
Really?
Because I realized how many singers have made a very successful careers.
Oh, true.
I could be one average engineer still making good money.
Yeah.
So
or
I,
you could be a starving musician like I was.
Starving musician.
Yes. I went down that road, Murley. I know.
It's in the family, by the way. You knew that, right?
What?
That his daughter's. Sings
yeah.
In a band.
That daughter's amazing singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's part of our gang.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Group.
Gang, yeah. Glad you
not
clarified.
Starving yeah. Musician
yeah.
Group.
Well, let me just say, anybody who's in an artist of any kind, you know that it's what? Usually one in a million, I think they say. And that's probably even being gracious.
Yes.
But it's a lot of work and it's passion. So the fact that, what I always say is, if you don't make it, you still continue that passion and you do that.
I enjoy.
You still
because
do
Because when I used to work for a software company making so much money, I was not this happy. Now I'm making probably 2/3 of what I was making, and then singing, meeting people like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is almost bliss for me.
Yeah.
This is bliss.
You might as well keep the passion alive, right?
Yes,
when
yes,
anything.
Yes.
If you like
yes.
to draw, just because you don't make money does, on drawing doesn't
yeah,
mean
you
shouldn't
sing
draw,
for yourself.
Right? Yeah,
yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's I do think in a roundabout way, that's a lot of what happens with these smaller nonprofits. People will do this as a side business, right?
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
they want to give back. They want to do yes. something for a cause.
Yes, yes.
I watched this incredible documentary a few weeks back about a specific cause. And in this, one of the things they mentioned was that when you start doing something like this as a passion project, because mm-hmm. maybe it hits close to home. Maybe you have somebody who got breast cancer, and then
yes.
you want to take the cause, or maybe it's autism, you want to take the cause. And then what happens once you get involved is you feel like you want to continue to make it your life's work.
Yes.
That becomes the most important thing to you. So then you figure out ways that you're able to do this as a full-time
yes,
job.
Yes, yes.
And we've had those people in here recently.
Oh, yeah,
The driving one, the Drivers for Survivors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It was something that happened to her specifically, and then she's like, I'm going to make this my life work to do this and try and help others going through this. So yeah. it is a passion for a lot of
yes.
people to do
yes.
this. And a lot of times it's thankless.
Thankless. I agree with you. Sometimes it is frustrating. Do we have to work so hard to recruit these runners? Then I think of the visually handicapped people back home.
Yeah.
Who have no future, I said, I owe it to them. I need to beg and steal and do whatever. Make money for our cause.
Because look at all these beautiful things. Look when we drive around California, yeah, right? It's yeah. We're in heaven, it seems. Correct, it's correct. Just beautiful.
Yeah, visually.
So, imagine not being able to see those
yeah,
things.
So many children are starving.
Yeah.
No?
That's the other thing.
I see my grandchild, they're all so lucky, born in America and a good home. So I think sometimes I remember people in Africa and all that. I feel that I had to do something for all these people. How do I feed all these people?
Yeah.
So we have a beautiful charity in this Sevathon called Akshay Patra.
Mm-hmm.
They feed 4 million children every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's
every
one of the
part.
Every day.
And they're a part of this?
They're part of this.
What's the name of the charity again?
Akshay Patra. They're one of the leaders.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No child should ever starve.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of those things I think we should figure that problem almost above all else.
Yes, yeah.
Should never starve, especially children.
And we waste so much food.
No? Yeah. And there's regulations that really make sense in a way, but also annoying. Like, you know how they say restaurants aren't allowed to feed, they have to donate the food. But leftover food, a lot of times it's 11 o'clock at night or 12.
They toss it out.
And they're throwing it out because they can't get it to the right people to get it.
I agree.
But there are so many people that would kill to get their hands on some of those leftovers that were just being tossed, scraps that were being tossed into the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention as many times as possible, but if you're just tuning in, Murali's here. We're talking about Save-A-Thon, which is happening on June 26th, 8:30 a.m. at the Arena Green East on St. John Street in San Jose. All the information from this is at saveathon.org, SEVATHON.org. And you could find out anything you need to find out about getting involved.
Seva means service. That's basically walkathon for seva.
Mm-hmm.
You serve your cause, and then 100 different causes coming together, by walking, running, we are serving our cause. That's a beauty
in a wonderful way.
Yeah.
Do you go ahead, Lar?
I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
Okay. I don't believe you have anything to say. How I think much? You just open your mouth sometimes just to pretend you're.
We have like little signs that we half the time he doesn't
good
pay
friends.
Any attention to mine.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, do you get a lot of action from the community? I mean, or as much as you'd like to see? Or are people a little hesitant? They don't come forward as much as you'd like to see that, them get personally involved?
I cannot generalize. Some people think it is too much work.
Uh-huh.
So they're afraid to even begin. Whereas other people who have been doing this,
mm-hmm.
They are not hesitant. They are not. I know. I see some people in Save-A-Thon, people like Satya and all that. They take their cell phone and call. Oh, Murali, I have 10 registrations, 15 registrations. You just have to take the phone and call.
Okay.
You have to shed your inhibitions, Larry. We are a little bit Indian community. We are a little bit shy. You need to let go of that. When you're running a non-profit, you have to be shameless. You have to realize you're not asking for yourselves.
Yeah.
You're asking for people who are in need. That confidence you must have.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, my question for you, Larry always does this thing towards the end of the show where he asks to leave a little bit of wisdom, and I don't want to get there yet because I know that'll be down towards the end. But you have a lot of insight. You've had a lot of wisdom, I think, that you can share. And what I'd like for you to do is try and talk to our listeners who are maybe tuned into the show right now, the ones who might not really get involved in events or charitable donations like we're talking about right now. I would love for you to give maybe an example of why you do what you do to maybe inspire one person listening to this show to get involved.
Mm.
Could you do that for us?
Oh, it's a tough one.
You have so many great stories, though.
Uh-huh.
It could be a story from, you know, why you're building the Sankara Eye Foundation hospitals and in the many different places you've built the hospitals. Maybe something that inspired you to do this work.
See, in many cases, there are children who are born blind in Sankara, and we have so many stories like that who are not kind of given up. The parents are very poor. They cannot afford the service. They don't even know. They don't have awareness that a cause like ours is existing. Finally, by accident, they come to know of an eye camp, and they bring their children, and then we find out that a corneal transplant could cure this child. The child was playing on the streets during, we have a function called Diwali, a lot of fire. Now, Indian government is clamping down on that. We used to have freely firecrackers on the streets and all that.
For Diwali.
Yeah, for Diwali. And this kid got hurt and then lost his eyesight.
Okay.
So we did a corneal transplant. It was difficult to get corneas in the beginning. Now we have a model eye bank. So with that, Dr. Ramani will explain the kid I had never seen in life. In the morning, the kid is waking up. All of us are anxiously looking forward to see if the kid has a chance. And when they open the door, Dr. Ramani will say how this kid was waving his hand in front of the eyes.
Wow.
He says that happiness morally is immeasurable.
Sure.
No money, nothing can give you that.
Yeah.
And also, Greg, when I went to one of our hospitals 2 years ago, there are people, Muslims, Hindus, everybody, all patients. We, after the food, we have a program called Say It With Fruits.
Okay.
Say It With Fruits. So we distribute fruits to the patients. The nurses ask me, Murali, sir, well, you are here, why don't you distribute fruits? I feel very bad. I don't want to think that I'm the giver, no? That ego also I don't want to have.
Right.
Who am I? Who
you
am
don't
I
have
to,
an ego. Come on.
No, who am I to give them? They're not beggars. So that day, I distributed it. But once these people told them that Murali and the other volunteer, Raghu, are part of Sankara Eye Foundation, raising money for yourselves, mm-hmm. these older people, they held your hand, my hands, Greg. They will not let it go. I said, I have no right to complain about hardworking.
Yeah.
I need to work 100 times more. And if you see me, when I first started Sankara Eye Foundation, me, our Pakistani neighbor, Ahmad Kushnoth Qazi, my brother, we started it. Initially, I will not go on stage. My brother is a very gregarious guy. He works for Intel. He will go happily talk on stage. He has no inhibitions. So I will be standing behind, very shy to go on stage. See, 16 years of work, what has it done to me?
Yeah.
I used to be in need of inspiration. Now I'm inspiring people. And what all is happening to me, you will not believe. Let's say I want to say something bad to you. The thought will come almost to my throat. Then I will, before releasing it, suddenly I become aware. By saying this, is there any benefit to anybody? Or is the only benefit is I'm going to be hurting Greg? Is that worth it?
Yeah.
So I give up. This type of transformation is happening to me. I read a lot also. There's a philosopher, Gurdjieff. Gurdjieff.
Yeah.
Greek philosopher. You know him?
Yeah, of course.
His father gave him one advice. Gurdjieff said, that's the best advice I got in life. He said, dear my son, I don't have any money to give you. I'm going to die, but I'll give you one piece of advice. You remember it for life. If somebody provokes you or anything, you want to react, please wait 24 hours.
Before I react.
24 hours. He says, that is the best lesson I learned in my life.
Yes.
Why should you hurt anybody by your words or thought or deeds? No?
You're
so
right.
I'm becoming a better and better person every day. And by another thing I learned, when you take away, I am doing it, this is me who is doing it, you take away that from the picture, you are unlimited potential. When you think that I am doing this, I am doing the charity, you are bound by a box. You cannot go beyond that. You take away, I am doing it, the God or existence is doing via you, you have God's unlimited power you have.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things I am realizing.
Beautiful.
I'm learning.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
It is. It's beautiful. And I think too often we get caught up in the moment, and this is with probably a lot more than just reacting, but so many times when somebody will say something to us and we want to react, right, we come right back at them. The first thing we do is we fight back. Sometimes somebody will send you a mean email, and then you right away will fight back and send back another mean email, and then it turns into something bigger. Or when you're on the road and you're in your car and somebody cuts you off or doesn't use their blinker, you yell, you're screaming out
the
window.
Least.
Yeah, and you pull up right next to them and you're pointing at them and yelling at them.
Yeah.
And then you think, this is what I do, similar to what you said. I always think, like, what if this guy found out today that his mother passed away, or he found out that his son has cancer? Or what if, you know, you start thinking of those things and what maybe made him forget to put his blinker on. Maybe his mind is somewhere else. Maybe he's not thinking out straight because of something else that happened. The minute you start running things through that filter, you start getting a little more sentimental.
Put yourself,
right,
in this empathy.
Because here you are yelling at somebody, but what did he do? You know, in reality, you're okay. You lived, you survived. So what good is it going to be to pull up next to him and
Excellent.
Scream at him, right?
That means you're perceptive.
You have
And
to.
Also, by hating somebody, Greg, let's say I hate you.
Oh, please don't.
You're going
to,
you're going to be sleeping. You're going to be sleeping peacefully. I'm the one who's going to be lack of sleep.
I know.
No?
Yeah.
So enjoy this life. Don't worry. God has given you these cards. Don't compare with anybody. Enjoy what you're dealt with.
That's right.
No? Compare yourself with the African kids. They don't have food for the night.
Mm-hmm.
you are so well fed and you have
you're
a
right.
car, good life. We have no reasons to complain.
It's all our issues are relative, right?
Relative.
Yeah. Unfortunately, so many people complain about things when they have everything.
Yeah.
And the things that you hear people complain about, it makes you wonder. Do you realize what you have? Do you realize all these things you have at your disposal that others would kill to have?
Correct.
So,
see, I was one thing I want to. I was going to go because I did not get good sleep last night.
Okay.
Working for today's event.
Yeah, well, your new grandfather.
I was going to get a sleep. I was even the people are saying, "Oh, Murali, look tired." But once I got a call, I'm going to be on Larry and Greg's show. See the energy.
That's when you start drinking coffee.
I don't feel like sleeping now.
Well, we wired you up. That's our job. This is what happens when he comes in here. He inspires us. And then
always.
We leave the studio, just, you know, and Larry and I will be like, that was so good. It's so good to have him in the studio.
We are trying to inspire all the nonprofits part of Save-A-Thon. Bring out the best. Don't accept any limitations.
Sure.
Oh, Murali, we are a small charity. We can only do 10. It's all in your mind. Don't accept any limitation. We need to get to 10,000 people, my friends.
We're going
to
get there.
Yeah, 10,000 people.
I would think at least. Let's do 20 or 30.
This
I
is
mean,
what he does.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. He'll come in here and he'll say, we need to get to this number. And I'll be like, how the heck are we going to get to this number? And next thing I know, we're at the number.
That's instead of Sankara getting 1,000 people, there are 100 nonprofits. Each one of you do 100, we are 10,000.
Absolutely. You can easily do that. And on that note,
yeah.
And you know, this is what we usually do at the end of the show, like Greg was saying earlier. And we know this is like last minute, but of course, you've always got something on your mind that you want to leave with the listeners. If you can do that right now, what would that thought be?
Oh, beautiful. Just one thought.
Just one thought.
Or two.
I would say live in the current moment.
Okay.
Don't worry about. I can always complain. I had a bad childhood. I'm so unfortunate. It's all past. Where is it? It's all gone. And then tomorrow is not in your hand. No. A tsunami could come. An earthquake can happen. We'll all be non-existent here.
Sure.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. Enjoy the moment. I'm having a great time with Larry and Greg. I'm meeting Sai Lakshmi after a long time. What a beautiful, this is a gift from God. Just existing is a gift from God.
That's right.
Look at the birds. Look at the trees. Life is so enjoyable. Enjoy life. Don't worry about anything.
There you go.
I love that.
How can you beat that?
It's true, though, because we get so caught up in things that are out of our control in life. I'm one of those people, but I try my best. This microphone's failing me. I try my best to try and keep things in perspective, but we all do it. You know, we worry about how are we going to pay this bill? How are we going to pull this off, this, and this? And it's so far down the road.
Yeah.
So many things can happen in the meantime, right?
Yeah.
The other day, quick story. I was in Los Angeles last week and I was later at night, maybe 12 o'clock and after 12. And I went to go wash up, brush my teeth before bed. And I felt the hotel shake, right? For the first time since I've been in California, I felt an earthquake. The whole building felt like it was going to fall over, which was crazy. I thought I was on a boat.
That was only a 5-pointer, by the way.
Yeah, I thought I was on a top of a boat.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I was like, what? I didn't even drink tonight. What happened?
Yeah.
So I felt like I was going to fall over. And then Brad from the station here texted me. He's like, did you feel the earthquake? I thought it was just me, maybe my equilibrium or something. Oh. But it was one of those moments where you get, you know, frightened because it's completely out of your control. Like you said, a natural disaster, right?
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on. I just was sort of submissive to it because you have to just wait for it to finish. And it was one of those moments where things come to perspective. And I was thinking, like, what if this building falls down? What if, you know, I'm in the middle of something tragic and, you know, my family's thousands of miles away and my fiance's, you know, hundreds of miles away. You get into that mindset what would have happened? And it really does put things in perspective. Like you said, who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? Who knows what next week is going to bring? Hmm. If you don't enjoy your moment that you're in it, God knows the next one's not guaranteed.
You cannot live, I'll buy a house and I'll be happy. Why are you wasting the time right now? Why can't you be happy now?
That's why we got to give all our money away.
Absolutely.
It's the best way in life. But keep some because we don't want you to be broke. So last thought on this, Save-A-Thon 2016. If you haven't been hearing this throughout the show, it's Sunday, June 26th. It starts at 8:30. All the details at saveathon.org. But I really recommend getting involved in some way, even if you just want to show up and support those on site.
Because it's a kind of a mela. Mela. Basically, it's a fair, free food, cultural dances, yoga, and International Yoga Day. So much is happening. You'll meet people from American Cancer Association, American Red Cross, Akshay Patra, Isha Vidya, Maitri. It's just happiness everywhere. People are doing selfless work. They're not worried about themselves at that point. So you will only see happiness. Come and partake of this.
Yeah. It sounds like something I'd love to go to.
I know. Yeah. We have to. Yeah.
I know.
Thanks to everybody. I want to thank Raj and Manju at the ICC for setting this up for us as well, making sure we got you down here in the studio because it's important we get the word out about this.
Yes,
so
yes.
If you want more information, again, you can go to saveathon.org or you can go right to ICC, their website as well.
There'll be a link to Saveathon.
Yeah. It's
IndiaCC.org.
IndiaCC.org. Okay. Yes, so you can go there and they have a whole lot of information there as well.
Yes.
A great spot. As well. Murali, I can't thank you enough for being here with us.
My pleasure.
You are one of our favorite guests, and you could never be in the way. So if you ever just want to show up one day,
okay,
you're always welcome to join us.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Because you bring definitely a lot of positivity and light with you.
No, I'm blessed in life. I want to share the bliss with everybody.
And you are a blessing.
Yes.
Thanks.
So thank you, my friend, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Come back again soon.
Sure.
Great to have Murali in the studio as always, Larry.
Always. He's family.
Yes. So before we get out of here, Larry, I'm going to open it up to the room here. Anything you want to share? I'm going to give you a little more time less this week, because last week I pushed you right up against the 30-second mark and you didn't say anything.
Well, I think all of us know about the tragedy that happened in Florida.
Glad you brought it up.
So, and I know that a lot of us out there have different thoughts on the lifestyles of the people that were killed. But as that all aside, they're human beings, and they need our prayers. Their families right now are suffering tremendously. And I think they were going to call for a day of silence. I don't know if it's today.
I'm not sure when they're doing it.
But I think each and every one of us can take some time and pray for the families and the ones that are left to grieve for those.
Yeah, when you think about that, and you're out enjoying their night in a place you don't think you're in a safe place, right, with friends,
and that's what happened to them. They're out having fun, and all of a sudden, you know, they're not here anymore.
The old real life happens while you're busy making plans, and then a lot of people's plans have been disrupted.
Like Merle was saying earlier, you know, that it's basically, you know, live for today because tomorrow never comes. When you wake up, it's always today.
That's right. Yep. So, yeah, our hearts and thoughts and prayers go to the families of the Orlando tragedy. Obviously, this is a terrible thing. The whole country, around the whole world, is really taking notice of what's happening.
Yep.
And I'm sure, even Murali, I'm sure you would agree, these things sometimes happen in the middle of other things that we're talking about. Unfortunately, it's just the world we live in. Find changes. Franco, you have any thoughts you want to share?
Well, same thing. I mean, when I woke up to the news of that, it was terrible. I did not want to wake up to that. And of course, what people are going to talk about is not only is this, as of now, the deadliest mass shooting in the United States, but because this happened at a gay nightclub, there's going to be a lot of talk about of the topic of hate crime.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable. I did not want to wake up to that. So my prayers and condolences go out to the families of the victims. And that's it for me.
Well, we also last week's first time in the studios, we had Sai come in here, and she's sort of a new member of the staff here at the station. And you sat in the show last week, and I was going to throw the microphone, but I've scared people that way before, so I'm going to do it today. I'd love to hear some of your thoughts if you want to share anything with us.
Well, about the Orlando shooting, definitely condolences, prayers, and thoughts. But also, what helps is donate blood if you're in Orlando. Go to the American Red Cross, help donate money if you can, and say the names of the victims. Mm-hmm. Remember them.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
And I also think, to your point, donating blood is something that we always need. Yeah. They always need blood. There's always going to be a need. Matter of fact, there's a shortage of that everywhere. Mm. So even if you're not in Orlando, it's probably worth, if you do one good thing, donating blood is a pretty damn fine one.
So I was going to say, you know, we were going to say it last week, but I didn't have enough time. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when. So all of us individually, we think that these things that are happening to all those around us aren't going to happen to us. Think again. Yeah. Because some tragedy is going to affect every single one of us. It's not, you know, if, it's when.
It's really strange when you think of how these things pop up in different areas, right? Because when it happens somewhere far away, you think, well, thank God it didn't happen here, right?
Right.
And then eventually it gets the one that happened down in, what was it, San Bernardino? Just a little bit closer to home, right?
Right.
So you always wonder, when is the other shoe going to drop? When is it going to happen in our backyard? It's a scary way to go about life. So you can't live in fear of these enemies that are around us. What we can do is we could join I notice it happening as we speak. People come together in a time of tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have come together.
Yes.
And you mentioned the hate crime idea. There's a news story that came out from his wife, apparently, the shooter's wife. I won't even say his name, that he apparently was gay or might have been gay, which makes this a more complex story, because why would he do that if he identified as one of them? So regardless, it just goes to show you the world we live in. So be positive, give back, and do us a favor and be a part of the Save-A-Thon, because that will be a good first step for you. Save-A-Thon.org for more info. We'll be back again next week. More people helping people. We hope you will tune in with us and get involved. Join this group of people and make a difference. We'll be back on Daisy 1170 AM radio that listens to you.